Cater special event, step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Players going through their stretching in the outfield as we get closer to that first pitch here between the Brewers and the Yankees. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Josh Maurer back here on the On Deck Show. It's Built by Menards, and let's get you today's lineups for the series rubber match. They're presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Yankees have scored 21 runs over the first two games of the series. I mentioned earlier they've hit seven homers. Here's the lineup that Tobias Myers will have to deal with. Anthony Volpe is in the leadoff spot again. He's the shortstop. It is his 23rd birthday today, Anthony Volpe. Then it's Juan Soto. He has simply been the best hitter in the American League this season. Soto batting second and playing right field. Aaron Judge coming off a homer yesterday. Judge in center field is hitting third. And speaking of homers, Alex Verdugo, the cleanup batter, has gone deep in each of the first two games of the series. Verdugo's red hot in left field. Giancarlo Stanton, the designated hitter. He's got three hits, including a bomb in the series. He bats fifth. Anthony Rizzo is the first baseman and the longtime Cub, batting sixth. Gleyber Torres will again be the second baseman, Torres hitting seventh. Oswaldo Cabrera is the Yankees' third baseman and number eight hitter. And Jose Trevino, who is the catcher, was the pitcher for the ninth inning last night. He is batting ninth against Tobias Myers. Meanwhile, the former Cub, Marcus Stroman, now with the Yankees. He'll face the Brewers for the eighth time in his career. And here's the lineup for Pat Murphy. Sal Frelick back in there. Got the night off yesterday. Frelick in the leadoff spot, and he plays left. William Contreras again doing the catching and batting second. And Willie Adames, the shortstop, he will bat third. Jake Bowers gets his first start of the series against the team that he played for last year. Bowers at first base will be the cleanup hitter. And Gary Sanchez, speaking of former Yankees, he started every game here of the series. He's batting fifth and serving as the DH. Blake Perkins in there again in center field. He's hitting sixth. Bryce Terang, coming off of a rare off day, is back in the lineup hitting seventh. Terang, the second baseman per usual. Joey Ortiz, what a series it's been for Ortiz. He's been the Brewers' best hitter this weekend. He'll bat eighth and again play third base. And Jackson Churio, the rookie right fielder, is in the ninth spot to round out the lineup facing Marcus Stroman. It is the Brewers and the Yankees. First pitch is now just around the corner, and you'll hear again from Lane Grindle when we come back to the On Deck Show Built by Menards here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Cardless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Yankees getting set for the final game of this three-game series here this afternoon. The homestand will continue with the Rays coming to town starting tomorrow through Wednesday. We're just moments away from first pitch. Back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit PaysBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
It'll be the Yankees and the Brewers one more to determine the series winner. They rubber match this afternoon inside American Family Field. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with a drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. It'll be the Reds at the Rangers, the defending world champions, coming up in about a half an hour. Andrew Abbott and Dane Dunning, that's a rubber match. We got a few of those in the NL Central today. Texas is trying to avoid falling below the 500 mark overall for the first time since they hired Bruce Bochy last season. They've split the first couple of games, as have the Pirates and the Giants out by the Bay. 3:05, they start their rubber match in the Central Time Zone, and Jared Jones, the impressive rookie for the Pirates we saw for the first time earlier this week, they'll get the ball trying for a series win. National game of the week is tonight at Fenway. It'll be the Cubs and Red Sox, again a rubber match. That because the Red Sox took game two 17-0 yesterday. That snapped Craig Counsell's four-game winning streak for the Cubs. Hayden Wesneski and Tanner Houck. That's your matchup. Here it's Tobias Myers and Marcus Stroman. And for the play-by-play, here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Tobias Myers making his second career big league start. And he gets the Yankees on a Sunday afternoon here in Milwaukee. Anthony Volpe to lead things off for New York. And the first pitch of this game is swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Fastball right down the middle at 92 from Myers. And we are off and running. Myers brings home the 0-1 pitch. This is hit in the air. Playable in shallow right field for Jackson Churio. Moves in into his right, makes the catch, and there is one out. Got underway on time at 1:10 p.m. today with the roof closed here at American Family Field. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss, a premium cocktail in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbliss right here inside the stadium. Carbliss, this is more. Juan Soto the batter, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Soto's had a good series. 3-for-7 with a home run. The pitch, a swing and a miss at an elevated cut fastball. And he's ahead of Juan Soto 0-2. And it is very early, but it would appear that Tobias Myers employing the same strategy he used against Pittsburgh, and that is attack early. He was very aggressive against that Pittsburgh lineup and has come out very aggressive against this Yankees lineup. 0-2 pitch to Soto, and he missed down and away with a changeup. It's a ball and two strikes. Soto in the midst of a little five-game hitting streak. He is 13 for his last 39 at the plate. 1-2, and he missed down and away. Another changeup. That was a better one. And a much tougher take for Soto. Even out, two balls and two strikes. The pitch. And it is lined into the leaping glove of Jake Bowers at first base for the second out. Little bunny hop from Bowers. Didn't have to get to full extension. Pulls that one down, and now here's Aaron Judge. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. First pitch to Judge, and he checks his swing on a fastball a little bit high. And it's a ball and no strikes on Judge. 1-0 delivery is down low, and it's 2-0. Judge homered in last night's game. He's 2-for-8 in the series. In center field for the second consecutive game. And the 2-0 pitch. And he checked on a fastball that rode in, and it's 3-0. So Myers being a little bit more careful with Judge. 3-0 pitch. And that's right down the middle for a strike. Three balls and one strike on Aaron Judge. Myers brings home the pitch, and that one's fouled out of play first base side. And it's now full. Three balls and two strikes. Judge hitting just 190 on the year. Five home runs, and he's driven in 15. And now time called by Judge. set the Brewers for you defensively, left to right in the outfield. Frelick, Perkins, Churio, Ortiz at third, Adames the shortstop, Terang at second. Bowers at first, and Contreras does the catching of Tobias Myers. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Judge. Hit in the air, left center field. That ball is crushed, and it is way out of here. Judge hadn't had a big start to his year from a power standpoint, but he's got two home runs in this series, and now all of a sudden six on the season, and the Yankees lead it 1-0. Fastball down the middle at 94. And Judge has homered in back-to-back games. And if you're Tobias Myers, you tip your cap and realize that your start in Pittsburgh had a somewhat similar start, with McCutchen taking him deep, first batter of the game in Pittsburgh. And he bounced back to put together a really good outing. Here's Alex Verdugo, who's had a good series. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Verdugo hitting .274 on the air with four home runs and 13 driven in. He's 4-for-9 in this series. And the pitch up and in. It's a ball and a strike on Verdugo. Mike Malinsky is our home plate umpire today. Jansen Visconti at first base. Derek Thomas at second base. And the crew chief Andy Fletcher's at third. 1-1. This is hit pretty well out to left. Frelick backtracking onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch for the final out. Yankees get a solo shot from Judge. We've played half an inning. It's the Yankees 1 and the Brewers, coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
McDermott from DePere. Here's the 1-0 to Frelick, and he took outside, two balls and no strikes. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Gene will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. Two balls and no strikes on Frelick. Stroman coming home with a pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Sinker at 90 right down the middle, and it's 2-1. Sal hitting .264. No home runs and five driven in. 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 2-2 on Sal. Stroman got off to a very strong start at the beginning of this year for the Yankees. His last three starts have not been quite as good. Two 2-2 pitch. And Sal took outside. The count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He threw 12 shutout innings against the Astros and Blue Jays to start up his year. Chopper on the right side, charging is Torres, the second baseman, fields and throws to first and retires Frelick for the first out of the inning, and that'll get William Contreras to the plate. But Stroman has given up 9 earned runs over his last 15 and two-thirds innings. That spans his last 3 starts. He's also surrendered 4 home runs in that stretch, so a little bit uneven to start the year for Stroman. The overall numbers are good, though. And here's Contreras. First pitch to him. And William sends one in the air out to right. Racing back is Soto onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch. And there's 2 down. Just got that one off the end of the bat a little bit for Contreras. And 2 quick outs for the crew. There's Willy Adames, who has swung the bat well against Stroman in his career. Comes into today's matchup 8-for-17 with 2 home runs against Marcus Stroman. First offering to Willie is in there for a strike with a sinker, and it's 0-1. Another great crowd here this afternoon at American Family Field. Had a sellout crowd last night. And the 0-1 pitch down and away with a slider. 1 ball and 1 strike on Adames. Won't have as big of a crowd as last night, but this is going to be another crowd well into the 30s, I would think. 1-1 pitch. Adames laid off that slider down and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs and nobody on. Bottom of the first inning, a 1-0 Yankees lead. 2-1. And Willie took down and in with a 2-seam fastball. And the count climbs to 3 balls and 1 strike. Stroman working quickly, the 3-1. That missed outside, and Willie will work the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And that gets Jake Bowers to the plate. He's today's cleanup hitter, and it's brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Stroman out of the stretch. The pitch to Bowers in there for a strike with a cut fastball at the knees. It's 0-1. Bowers hitting just 176 with that 1 home run and 9 driven in. Does not have an at bat in this series. Had a couple of big swings in that Pittsburgh series, though, for the Brewers, as Stroman throws over to first and Adames is back in time. Stroman sets up on the first base side of the rubber, kicks in, delivers the 0-1, and that's in there for a strike. Another sinker, and he jumps out in front of Bowers, 0-2. Adames gets his lead. 0-2 pitch. And he takes it low with a slider, 1-2. Bowers trying to climb back into this count. You've got the dangerous Gary Sanchez in the on-deck circle. Sanchez, a little bit of a slow start the first couple of weeks of the season, but starting to swing the bat very well for the Brewers. Another toss to first, and Adames is back in time, so both disengagements have been used by Stroman here. So the advantage goes to Adames if he wants to break towards second. One 2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider, and the inning is over. The Brewers got a 2-out walk from Willy Adames. They strand him at first. We've played 1 in Milwaukee. Yankees with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Karama, hot, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possession. Your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Giancarlo Stanton leads off the top of the second inning, a 1-0 Yankees lead. And he takes a strike from Myers on a slider at the knees. It's 0-1. A one pitch, and Stanton swings on it and fouls it straight back into the net. Nothing in two. Stanton, the DH for the second consecutive day, came off the bench on Friday and lined a RBI double in extra innings. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider down and away. And Tobias Myers with his first strikeout of the afternoon, an ortho ASAP strikeout of Giancarlo Stanton. And here's Anthony Rizzo. Well, no prediction of what the rest of this outing from Tobias Myers will consist of or what his role will be over the course of this year. But I will tell you, in six plus innings, as the pitch to Rizzo in there for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1, two things have stood out. One, his stuff is good. Two, he is fearless. A one pitch. Rizzo drives one out to right. Churio breaking to his right. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Rizzo turns first. He's jogging to second. He's in there with a one out double. That's a ball that probably should have been caught. Churio took a little bit of a flat angle to that ball. And as a result, it just sailed a little bit over his head. He reached up at the last second and tried to make the catch. But Churio will probably learn from that one. He is been very good in right field over the course of this year. He's really made every play, but that is one that he probably would like to have back. Here's Gleyber Torres. Runner at second and one away. Myers brings home the pitch and swung on and fouled straight back. It's 0-1. But I've been really impressed, Josh, with the way Myers has come right after these Yankees hitters today and the way he did that in Pittsburgh as well. A one missed high with a breaking ball. It's one ball and one strike.
I mean this with no disrespect to the Pirates, but for Tobias Myers to go up against Soto, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, I can imagine his heart has to be beating.
The 1-1 down and away with a cut fastball. They appeal to first and Jansen Visconti says he didn't go. Two balls and one strike on Torres. And I think that's what impresses me is if you look at him right now, you would not know if that heart is beating. He looks cool, calm, and collected. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 2-2.
After all those years pitching in the minor leagues, A-ball, double-A, triple-A, now all of a sudden you're facing guys that you've only seen on television. I mean, you can imagine it has to amp the nerves.
Myers looking in. Here's the 2-2 to Torres. And a called third strike. Painted the low outside corner with a fastball at 95. You can't put that pitch anywhere better than what Tobias Myers just did. Strikeout looking of Torres. Ortho ASAP strikeout. There's two down now for Oswaldo Cabrera. Cabrera with a couple of hits in this series. He's 2-for-9 and hitting 258 on the season. And the pitch in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Pine River. You got to have that at your summertime get-togethers coming up here over the next couple of months. A 1. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-2. I had the maple bacon Pine River cheese spread the other day. I can't imagine how good that would be spread over the top of a Usinger brat. And then, of course, you got to wash it all down with Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. No balls and two strikes on Cabrera. The pitch. And a called third strike. Cut fastball. Caught the outside corner. And a 3-strikeout inning for Tobias Myers here in the top of the second. 3 Ortho ASAP strikeouts. We head to the bottom of 2. It's a 1-0 Yankees lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Don't forget about that flash sale. It ends tonight. $5 tickets, courtesy of Festival Foods. For that series coming up, starting tomorrow against the Rays, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday afternoon. Gary Sanchez leads off the bottom of the second inning and fouls one back over our heads. And it's 0-1. If you want more on that flash sale, go to brewers.com/flash sale. Hope to see you out at the ballpark for that fun series against the Rays starting up tomorrow. A 1 to Sanchez, and it hit him. Splitter that got away from Stroman. Stroman hits his chest and says, "That was my bad," to Gary Sanchez, and the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard here. So a promising start to this second inning for the Crew, and that gets Blake Perkins to the plate. Perkins hitting 299 with 3 home runs and 9 driven in. Homered on Friday night. Stroman brings home the pitch and Perkins takes his strike. It's 0-1. Sanchez at first, nobody out. Yankees with a 1-0 lead in this rubber match of the series. A 1 missed outside. 1-1 on Perkins. There have been a lot of home runs hit in this series. The Yankees have hit 8 home runs in this series with the Judge homer back in the first.
Brewers have used the long ball as well in this series. 1-1 is over but low. That was the slider. It's two balls and one strike. Bryce Terang back in the lineup this afternoon after getting the night off last night. He's in the on deck circle. Stroman looks in. And the 2-1. And Perkins, a solid rip back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Sanchez stops at second. Bluffs like he's trying to turn second and go first to third. He and Gleyber Torres having a good chuckle about that at second base. But a very promising start to the inning for the Crew. Perkins with just his second hit of this series. And now here's Bryce Terang. Hitting 329 on the year with two home runs and 29 driven in. And Oswaldo Cabrera, the third baseman, inching up a little bit on the grass, as is Rizzo at first base, just in case. And he squared to bunt. And he pulled the bat back, took it outside for ball one. That's why they were inching up on the edge of that grass. It's always a consideration with Bryce Terang at the plate. He's such a good bunter. 1-0, scoring to bunt again. Watches that one for a strike, and it's 1-1. In the 11th inning Friday night, he tried to get a bunt down in one of those rare circumstances where he failed to do so, but he recovered and hit a ball to right field and got the runner to third anyway. 1-1. Bunted up in the air, foul. And it's 1-2 on Bryce. So he wanted to get the bunt down, but unable to do so against Stroman. You hear people say, just put a bunt down. It's not as easy as saying it. It's not a button that you push. You have to be able to execute it. That's an art unto itself, especially against big league pitchers. 1-2 pitch. Came inside, nearly hit him. He was able to skip out of the way with his feet. That ball was a slider down in the dirt. And the quick feet of Bryce Terang just avoided getting hit. And it's two balls and two strikes on Terang. First and second, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Stroman working from the stretch. And the 2-2. Bouncer to third. Cabrera fields it. Steps on the bag at third. Throws across in time to retire Terang. And it's a 5-3 double play for the Yankees. So Sanchez is gone. Terang is gone. Perkins moves up to second base. He's there with two outs for Joey Ortiz. That is a ball on many occasions that might get through. But Cabrera playing closer to the line, able to get to that quickly and then hustle back over to the bag to take care of Sanchez. So some tough luck for the Crew. Here's Ortiz, and he takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Joey's had a good series. He's driven in five. Slider down and away. One ball and one strike on Ortiz. 4-for-8 in this series, hit his first career home run on Friday night, and then had the walk-off single in the bottom of the 11th. 1-1, chopper up the first baseline, foul, it's 1-2. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm, they bring you all of our saves. Brewers would love to collect a save today and win this series. Fairly rested bullpen for the Brewers coming into the game today. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Had to lean on the pin a little bit on Friday night, but outside of Junk and Vieira, everybody else got last night off. So should be ready to deploy that pin if you're Pat Murphy, if you have a lead late in this one today. 2-2 pitch. Joey swings on it, fouls it back into the net just above the Brewers on deck circle. It stays at 2-2. There's a sinker away. Might have been ball three, but too close to take if you're Ortiz. So better off just to foul that off and live to see another pitch. Perkins with good speed at second base. 2-2 is down and away with a slider, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Churio is in the on deck circle should Ortiz reach. And now Ortiz will use his timeout. Slowly gets back into the box here. It's been a good start to the year for Joey Ortiz. Overall numbers strong. He's had a great series here this weekend against New York. 3-2 down and away. Took a slider for ball four. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now first and second and two away for Jackson Churio.
He's had such a good series, Lane. You could see Stroman paying him a lot of respect there. Didn't want to challenge him 3-2. Tried to get him to chase a breaking ball outside.
That's a good point. And probably aware that Churio has had some struggles here over the last week or so. Jackson, of course, has swung it pretty well in this ballpark. Three of his four home runs have come here at American Family Field. Hitting out of the nine spot this afternoon is Perkins, dancing away from second, trying to get Stroman's attention. First pitch to Jackson. Breaking ball, hammered towards first on the ground. Rizzo knocks it down, recovers, and just beats Churio to the bag to get out of the inning. That ball was smoked at Rizzo, and Rizzo took it off his chest like a hockey goalie. And luckily, the ball stayed down in the dirt right in front of him so he could pick it up and win the race to the bag. 102 miles per hour off the bat of Jackson Churio. We've played two. We go to the third. Yankees with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Station near you.
We go to the third inning here at American Family Field. 1-0 Yankees. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. Jose Trevino grounds an 0-1 pitch to third. Played off to the side by Joey Ortiz. Plants his feet. Had time for the catcher running, and he throws him out. One quickly retired for Tobias Myers. Now he gets to deal with the top of the order for a second time. Volpe and Soto. Pretty impressive for a guy just in his second major league start. Allowed just two hits the first time through the order. The damage was a home run by Aaron Judge. And now strike one on the birthday boy, Anthony Volpe. Flew to right to begin the game. He is 0-for-10 in the series. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back into the screen. That was the slider. It's nothing in two.
Josh, he's thrown 33 pitches, 25 of which for strikes.
You were talking about how fearless he's been. There's a perfect example of that. He's gone right after him. 0-2 pitch, a little bit high. Check to see if Volpe swung. He did not. It's ball one on Anthony Volpe. To go after these dangerous hitters and trust your stuff the way he has, that's impressive. 25-year-old journeyman right-hander. The 1-2 pitch Volpe took very high. That one almost got away, and it's 2-2.
Now, the interesting thing to watch would be, do the Yankees make some adjustments with their approach second and third time through? Should you get to a third time through?
Myers kicks into the windup, 2-2 pitch, swing, and a broken bat grounder to short. Right at Willy Adames, scoops it up, throws to first, gets Volpe by a stride. One shortstop retires the other. A couple of harmless groundouts here in the third inning. Broke a bat on that one. Third inning's brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Now the big bats, starting with Juan Soto. Base is empty and the pitch low, ball one. Soto hit a line drive to first. Jake Bauer has caught it with a semi-leap back in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Chopper hit to short. Played on the second hop by Adames. Hops throws on the run. Soto was hustling, but he's out by half a step. Three groundouts in the inning for Tobias Myers. 1-2-3 go the Yankees for the first time. We go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Top of the order against Marcus Stroman. Brewers sending up Frelick, Contreras, and Adames, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the third. And here comes Sal. Grounded out to begin the outing for Marcus Stroman. And the pitch in there for a strike. Oh, for his last nine is Frelick. Stroman kicks. Now he delivers. Fly ball deep right center field. This is back. Judge back onto the track. Wall. It hits off the top of the fence and stayed in. Frelick racing around third. The relay not in time. It's a sliding triple just off the top of the right center field fence for Sal Frelick. Almost a game-tying homer, but more exciting for Anita McPherson. And I'll tell you why. It's the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. We've got a winner, Anita. She hails from Milwaukee. She wins a Potawatomi prize package because Sal Frelick just got a three-base hit.
She didn't even have to be nervous about it.
She had no idea that that was coming. William Contreras, fly ball popped into shallow right. In comes the right fielder Soto, out the second baseman, it's Torres, and he makes the catch, and of course Frelick can't tag on that. You get Contreras, one of the best RBI men in the National League. That's a big first out for Marcus Stroman to protect the 1-0 advantage he's got. Congratulations, Anita McPherson. If you'd like to participate in a future Potawatomi Casino 3-bagger, visit WTMJ.com. Gleyber Torres caught that going out into right field over his shoulder. And here's Willy Adames. Now the infield comes in. Pitch by Stroman. Swing and a miss. Right down the middle was that pitch. That's one Willy would like to have again. That was only the third triple of the whole season for the Brewers. 0-1 pitch. Rides inside. Adames walked his first time. Marcus Stroman, about to turn 33 years old next week. There comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the slider. Pitching for the punch out. Stroman gets ahead 1-2. And Willie will use his timeout. Frelick was only a foot or two away from hitting it over the fence to tie the game. Let's see if they can get him home from third. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. Took the slider, did it, Adames. 2-2. Rubber match of a three-game series. 1-0 Yankees. Stroman with a 2-2 pitch inside. That was close with that sinker, but it missed, and it's a full count. Jake Bowers is on deck. First base is open. Stroman does not necessarily have to go after Willie here. See what he does. He's got his sign. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider that was outside and low. Huge strikeout. So after the leadoff triple, you get the Brewers' best RBI guys without driving Sal home. A pop out and a punch out. And now it's up to Bowers, who struck out back in the first. Jake playing against the team that he was a member of last year. Swings and misses. Nothing and one. Hit 202 with 12 homers for the Yankees last season, did Bowers. 1-0 New York. The 0-1 pitch. A little bit high that time. 90 mile an hour cutter, 1-1. Brewers left two on base last inning, trying not to waste a leadoff triple here in the third. 1-1. Down low. Split-fingered fastball, 2-1. Brewers saw a whole lot of Marcus Stroman with the Cubs the previous couple of years. He's a tough customer. They know that. 2-1. Bauer swings and misses. Cutter in under the hands. And it's 2-2, so Stroman is one pitch away from getting out of this thing unscathed. Timeout called by Bowers. Leading at third is Frelick with two out. Stroman set the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Sinker in under the hands, and so Frelick triples, and then the Brewers can't get him in. Back-to-back punch-outs for Marcus Stroman. He's doing his thing again against Milwaukee. We go to the fourth. 1-0 New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Yankees lead 1-0. The reason for it, the man about to lead off the fourth inning, big Aaron Judge. Home run into left field back in the first. He hit it 116 miles an hour off the bat. And he'll face Tobias Myers for a second time. Middle of the order up and the pitch. Right in there for a strike. Threw him a cutter. Tobias coming off of a 1-2-3 flawless inning brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Judge fouls it off of the catcher. Nothing in two. Proud partner of the Brewers, stock up for your next tailgate and grab a pack of Carbless at your local grocer or find cans right here at AmFam Field. Carbless, Liss is more. 0-2 pitch. Comes in low. Tobias has retired 5 in a row. He's got 3 strikeouts. The 1-2 to Judge. Fouled off again. That one hit a piece of Contreras and goes to the backstop. Judge, Verdugo, and Stanton. Guys, it'll get your heart racing as a pitcher. 1-2 pitch, fly deep into right center, but it's going to stay in the park this time. Jackson Chourio comes in on it, actually, and makes the two-handed catch. Hit it hard, but didn't get nearly as much carry. And that is 6 in a row for Tobias. Here comes Alex Verdugo. What a week it's been for Mr. Myers. Began it in AAA, and now he's made 2 major league starts. Verdugo squibs one foul over towards the first base on deck circle. If you're not familiar with his story, he has been the proverbial minor league journeyman. 6 different organizations he's been employed by. 0-1. Verdugo takes up and in from Myers. Orioles, Tampa, Cleveland, San Fran, White Sox. Never made it to the major leagues until this week. Strike call to Verdugo. Cutter in the outside corner makes it 1-2.
I think the thing about it, too, with Tobias is that he's bounced around, been in some different organizations, but he's never been just an org guy. And I say that with quotation marks. He's always been an intriguing arm that everybody thought, hey, there's something there if we can unlock it.
1-2, Verdugo swings and misses. Beautiful changeup fading down and away from the left-handed hitter. He struck him right on out of there. That's number 4 for Myers. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com.
There's always been a little bit of a buzz that's followed Tobias around, because his stuff's unique.
Here's Giancarlo Stanton. And we're going to have a warning here. Home plate umpire Mike Malinsky. think he was warning Myers not to come set until Stanton was ready, and then Mike took the opportunity then to clean off home plate. Stanton struck out back in the second. The pitch right down the middle. Here's the thing. You said if you can unlock whatever the magic potion is, then they knew they might have something. The Brewers are so good at that. Ball is low on Stanton, 1-1. Two out, nobody on, 1-0 Yankees. They lead in the fourth. Brewers find pitchers that maybe haven't reached their full potential in other organizations. Swing and a miss. Slider, 1-2. And time and again, they have turned them into impactful major league arms. 1-2 pitch. Stanton swings and misses. He struck him out. Fastball blew it by Stanton, who fans for the second time.